WGR Sports Radio 550 presents Sports Talk Saturday.
Did I set a record for how badly a take of mine is already reversed?
It happened pretty quick. It's already done.
On WGR.
I don't know what's happening.
Sports Radio 550.
I'm scared.
Me too. Fighting off a cough right now. Water went down the wrong pipe right before we went on the air. We're in trouble.
Oh, we're in trouble, all right.
Oh, I know, for multiple reasons.
I might tell Mr. Behind the Board over there to cool it with the potential of trombone champs here.
We don't want to oversaturate the airwaves.
As we go over something that, there's some bad to this. But we do have the picks from this.
Did we date them?
It was right before the season started.
The week before.
So, with that said, the beautiful NFL music needs to come in here as we recap.
Clicking your pen.
Because I have to write things. It's time to see how badly we did. Let's start with the AFC East, where we've done mostly the best. There was one thing that we got wrong.
The Jets being in second place?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we didn't do... Actually, hang on. As of right now, where it stands today, we aced it. Bills, Dolphins, Jets, Patriots.
Yeah, let's go!
We are, for a division, 1-1.
Let's go.
Because you and I had the same exact picks for almost the entire AFC.
Mm-hmm. Years past, it's kind of hard not to.
It's hard not to. What was hard, though, was finding out what we did with the AFC North.
What did we do?
We goofed a little bit here. What we did get right, Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns sitting in last place. We knew Deshaun Watson was terrible. He was indeed terrible. We got that right. The Baltimore Ravens in second. We also nailed that. As Pittsburgh currently has the one seed in that division, or the top seed in that division, and the three seed overall. What we didn't see coming was the Pittsburgh Steelers doing the bullying. We had them both at third place in the North.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals, obviously, we picked to win the division. They are fighting for their playoff lives at this point.
Yeah, no one expected their season to go as bad as it has.
I didn't expect their defense to be able to fail at stopping, everyone says you can't stop a cold. Like, that's kind of hard to stop, man.
Stop a runny nose.
That's hard to stop sometimes, man.
Mm-hmm. Like, their defense just can't do it.
What are you going to do? Take a napkin and just shove it up your face?
Yeah, their defense just isn't physical enough.
We get cameras, I'm going to look like such an ass.
Yeah. I think we both will. It's okay. This one, it's like a little robot.
You guys sound like asses. The AFC South, we got one thing a half game wrong at the moment. The Titans and the Jaguars.
Okay.
That's it.
It's not bad.
Texans leading, Colts in second.
Mm-hmm.
Jags are 2-9. The Titans are 2-8. So all we have there is just a little bit of a
neck and flip. Who knows?
And we have a blip and blip here. But we aced the AFC East. That's still funny.
Mm-hmm.
We knew the Jets were going to be terrible, and they were indeed terrible.
That was when the calls were the complete opposite.
That's when the national media was like, oh, it's the Jets' year. And it's like, no, it never is. You're all wrong and liars. You have nailed the AFC West.
Oh.
I did not.
I had what? Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos.
Raiders, yep.
Raiders, yeah.
And that is exactly how it is right now. Denver, 6-5, fighting for their wild card lives.
Mm-hmm. Could be the Bills matchup if they stay right now.
It could be the Bills matchup, but if things go the way that I predicted them to, it could be the Chargers going toward Buffalo.
A home game
that
to start.
That is what I picked. I picked the Broncos to get the 2 seed. And they do have some promise to them as of late.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be fun to watch the rest of the year. All right. Time to see what we did wrong. Because the NFC is really where our deviation comes in. This is where we got some things wrong. What did we not get wrong? The Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are in first place in the NFC East.
Yes, they still are.
The Cowboys goofed us.
Yeah, bad.
They only fall to third place.
Where do we have them?
We had it mixed between them and the Commanders. Okay. Commanders, of course, with the step up from Jaden Daniels and the boost he's given them. And we had the Cowboys in second instead of the Commanders. The Giants are still in last. We got that right. Though I kind of wanted to be wrong and see the Cowboys in last place.
Same. I think Dallas being in last would be the funniest thing ever.
It would be, and they're only one game off from doing that.
Yeah, so...
Giants, though, you got to beat Dallas. You're 0-4 in the division.
Yeah. Daniel Jones.
Have they played him twice already? I need to see.
I don't know.
That would be disappointing. Oh, no, they play him in a couple weeks. Thanksgiving. Duh.
Yeah,
come on, Derek.
Yeah. I was going to say they have not played them.
So, it's the Cowboys and Commanders that we needed to flip. We had the same thing for the NFC East. This is where things get fun. Actually, let's do the NFC South first, actually, because there's not as much going wrong there. Shame on me, though. This is the first real bad pick. I had the Atlanta Falcons last in the division. They are in first.
Where did I put them?
You had them in second.
Okay.
We both picked the Buccaneers to win it. They are currently in second. They are...
That still could flip.
They're a game and a half back.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, they're two games back.
Tampa has been playing very well, though, and without a lot of their core players. So,
yes, they lost Chris Godwin. They actually
Mike
have
Evans
the better,
is coming back.
They also have the better point differential, but they are currently on a four-game slide.
Yeah.
So they're in some danger here. The Saints being in third, you actually picked that one correctly, the Panthers being in fourth. I thought that because Atlanta would collapse, I'd move all these teams up.
Up
no,
one.
You silly goose. Derek, no, you got the entire South wrong. Panthers, down. Saints, down. Bucks, down. Atlanta, all the way up. So I got all four spots wrong. You got only one spot, or two spots wrong, with the Bucks and the Falcons.
That's not bad.
So, that's not bad.
No. This is... I have a feeling we're getting to where things really go...
This is where things go off the rails for you.
Mm-hmm. The AFC North, or NFC North?
We'll do that one last.
Okay.
The NFC West. I cannot believe I called something. And even then, I was not entirely accurate with it. Technically. I'm using the West here because there's like... The thing is that three of them are 5-5. And their changing in the standings can happen within a snap. And the Arizona Cardinals, a team that we both picked to be last, is in first.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I thought Call of Duty Black Ops 6 was coming out. I thought Kyler Murray definitely wouldn't.
Arizona's also the best of the group right now. They're on a four-game win streak.
Mm-hmm. Harrison Jr. is looking really good for them.
Them and the 49ers have a good point differential right now. The Rams and Seahawks are negative in the point differential, but they're still competing. Everyone else, like, everyone's a game back of Arizona. Anything could happen with the NFC West at this point. But I had predicted something particularly cursed, and I don't like that I was right about it. I thought I had jinxing powers. What the hell happened?
Yeah, seriously. We need to... That needs to be studied.
That's evil. That I called that the 49ers would go through a season of injury, and then Christian McCaffrey doesn't play for this team for more than half the year. Like, I don't know if I should be ashamed of myself or go see a voodoo artist because... I'm terrified of what I just did to the 49ers.
You called it. Unfortunately, you called it.
Unfortunately, I called that.
Literally, word for word, it was, you know, the 49ers, every few years, they have an injury spell, and I think that might be this season, so I'm not putting them at the top. And then look at what happened.
Yeah. I'm kind of, like, I don't know what to, like, I'm scared of myself now. All right, Joe, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The NFC North, I almost had this, actually, even I screwed this up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one thing that I got right. From current standing right now. That's the Detroit Lions in first place. Yay. However, the Bears, the Packers, and the Vikings, I've got all of them all sorts of mixed up here.
Yeah.
The Packers are actually in third. The Bears are in fourth. And the Vikings are all the way up here at second. Good for the Vikings. We both predicted them to be last in the division. And Sam Darnold said, not today.
Yeah, I guess not.
Not this year. I don't think so.
Where else? I know I had the Bears winning it.
Yes. You
that,
did.
That
like,
is...
But like me, you got one thing right. The Packers are third.
Yes. Because I thought the Lions, with a real first place schedule, were going to be dealing with some repercussions. But they've just fought through it.
They've been a top team.
Yeah.
Top teams win tough schedules.
Exactly.
Look at the Bills.
Yeah.
Top teams get the wins no matter what.
Right. So I underestimated the Lions, and that's and the Vikings, of course. I don't know who didn't underestimate the Vikings, though, going into the season is the question. Yeah.
The jackknifing of the NFC South, I think, for me, is far worse than what you did with the North.
What happened?
Like, again, every team is out of place there.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas even with your prediction that the Bears would win it, you still got something right. See, I got everything wrong in the South.
I took a shot. I thought the Bears with Caleb Williams in a fourth-place schedule would have something going for them, but they don't. So we're wrong on that.
Yes.
Still found a way to beat the Packers. Or, no, the Packers still found a way to beat them in a last minute.
But yes, there it is. The Bears at 4-6 are definitely not winning the NFC North. But Derek, to pass Derek, the 6-5 Atlanta Falcons are not in last place of the NFC South.
No.
If only because they have a winning record that's good enough in the NFC South. We knew our own division, though.
We did. Like the back of our hand right there. Did I get another one fully right?
You got the AFC, you got the West. AFC West and the East.
Mm-hmm. The two more popular the divisions in the AFC that we paid more.
Most predictable, honestly.
Yeah.
But yes, we knew that the frauds were frauds, and I mean, we were one extra loss to the Patriots from the Jets from actually getting something wrong there too.
I know. Yeah.
So, there we go.
We'll have to look at this at the end of the season.
Ready? I'm going to fold this guy back up nice and neatly.
And it won't get unfolded until the NFL season is concluded. Regular season?
Regular season.
And are we doing a playoff pick then?
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely curse the playoff teams, too, at some point. But, yes, that's the picks so far, where they sit. It's fun to look at that. Like, I stumbled upon it in my bag. I'm like, oh, this is actually a great idea for at least one segment.
It's the bye week.
It's a bye week. It's a perfect time to do this, revisit what we did wrong, and keep going from there. But that's how it goes.
Yeah. Unfortunately for a few of those divisions.
Unfortunately. But that is what it is.
Yeah.
.503-0550 the number to call. Bills on the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything going on that like, you know, you could just decompress from football this weekend? I mean,
are you just watching football without stress?
Are you watching football without stress? Mm-hmm. Like, how are you doing it? Like, what's going on with you without the Bills? That's always a fun question. We
this
had a couple good answers.
Rather empty tomorrow.
Surprisingly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, it's going to be great that I don't have to be here at like 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah. It's a relaxing,
liberating.
Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I'm complaining about my job. But I'm also lucky to have this. Let's be real.
We all are.
And
we're lucky to be in a good era of Bills football, too. Because, believe me,
I got
me,
some bad. Don't you tell me not.
Oh, I know you did. I'm just saying. Maybe I should say I'm lucky to have graced this
you
at the right time.
You two over here, you guys have had nothing but success with the Buffalo Bills. I did not come in here with that same... same luck.
No, I was 14 when they made the playoffs for the first time.
Oh, my God.
In an 18-year playoff shot, so they were never good.
I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
Or 19, one of the two. I
hate both of you.
What? I suffered through it. I just wasn't on the radio to suffer through it.
Yeah, he's absolutely right on that.
Evan just pulled the Shorzy. For what?
Listen. As much as the Bills were bad, it was tough.
Heck you, Shorzy, for what?
It was tough to follow them. It wasn't until I started playing Madden that I really started like getting into football.
Yeah.
And like that was tough for me because I didn't have a good team to root for.
Yeah, that's true. I did have a Bills team that
at least was exciting at some point.
In their playoffs. I didn't get to see the playoff success, really,
but
growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get to see something of playoff games.
Yeah.
But they were, the playoff games I had seen before the drought was broken was Jim Kelly getting hurt against Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And the end of his career.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And the forward pass. Not the greatest playoff resume before the drought was broken.
No.
Like two of the most haunting playoff losses you could deal with. As a fan base.
It's terrible.
And then, oh, you're going to go 17 years without even seeing another one. And you're going to long for the days of having that haunting playoff loss. Because guess what? You break the drought, and we're going to give you 3 whole points. There's going to be less points in that football game than years that you had to wait for the drought to end. Which is wild, by the way.
Extremely wild. It's
like, that's insane.
Yeah. I'm glad I grew up and I was young when it first started, because I really only paid attention.
Well, that's also dangerous. Not dangerous, but like, it's also its own pitfall of sorts, because we see it with the Sabres. Like, there's an entire fan base that you can't even really access. There's an entire generation that doesn't know the Sabres as an actual hockey team.
I mean, I was 4 years old. I wasn't watching hockey games.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, my entire life, they've just been the Sabres who can't make the playoffs.
Yeah. That's how it is. I don't know where, like, that's the thing, is that there's some untapped potential within a fan base and within a generation, because all they know is the Sabres are bad.
Right. They're the laughingstock of the NHL, right? Like,
yes.
That's what everyone thinks.
That's effectively what it is.
Mm-hmm. They're tied with the Jets for the second, for the longest playoff drought. You got to beat that before the Jets.
Thank God the Jets are terrible.
Yeah.
If only just because we get to laugh at the Jets. But also, man, it's good, though. Like, the Sabres are still only going to be second on that list of active playoff droughts right now. All throughout the season, we could still at least see that. And that's kind of a win. But if things continue trending the way they are, maybe I can have both things. The Jets continue it, obviously. And the Sabres get out of there. That'd be great.
That'd be nice.
That'd be very nice, actually.
The Sabres break it before the Jets. I'm really...
Well, statistically, they should. A league that gets half the teams in, it should be easier. And now we're kind of seeing a little bit of that right now with, like, the entirety of the Atlantic kind of being a disaster class. Third place is Tampa with 22 points. They do have games in hand, yada, 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 but we're only a quarter of the way into the season. We're a quarter of the way into the season, by the way, for the Sabres.
Oh, no. I just stumbled across something that's not good.
Well, hold on to that, yeah. And we're going to bring that not good thing to the next segment of Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali. I'm going to brace for whatever the hell Joe has
in
the chamber.
I'm not going to say anything. It might not be 100% sports related, but it's Buffalo related, so we'll be okay.
I'm concerned.
Okay.
This is WGR.